VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a truck bomb has exploded near a high-security compound in Kabul, killing at least four people. More than 40 others were wounded. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirming the attack near the capital city's so-called Green Village, which houses the offices of foreign companies and charities. He said the explosion caused civilian casualties and at least 10 children among those injured. No immediate claim of responsibility. The fledgling U.S.-initiated dialogue with the Taliban that's aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan has come to a halt. A senior Taliban official privy to the developments confirming to VOA that the process has halted for now, so the venue and the date for a future meeting are not known. The official declined to share reasons behind the suspension of negotiations, and the U.S. State Department had no immediate response. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is trying to explain President Trump's tweet threat against NATO ally Turkey as he wraps up a trip aimed at easing concerns about the U.S. withdrawal from Syria. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We've applied sanctions in many places around the world. I assume he's speaking about those kinds of things, but you'd have to ask him the details.
That was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's response when reporters asked him to clarify President Trump's tweet threatening to devastate Turkey economically if they hit the Kurds. Just 2 days earlier, Pompeo had a lengthy conversation with his Turkish counterpart, after which he expressed confidence that an agreement could be reached to protect Kurdish forces who have been fighting with the U.S. against the Islamic State group. He says Trump's call for a 20-mile safe zone between Turkish forces and the Kurds is consistent with what the U.S. is trying to achieve.
It just demarks the importance that we place on this.
This is VOA News. President Trump is urging farmers feeling the pinch from his policies to stick with him. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The China trade war has slammed many farmers, and the partial government shutdowns kept some from getting federal aid meant to offset the losses. The president's asking them to hold tight.
No one understands better than our great farmers that the tough choices we make today reap rewards for centuries to come.
The president spent the bulk of his speech at a farmers' convention in New Orleans defending his demands for a border wall and said eventual immigration reform will help farmers get the workers they need for their fields.
The majority of Americans blame Mr. Trump for the prolonged partial government shutdown. Six major polls show that half or more of Americans asked hold the president and his Republican Party responsible for the shutdown. A Quinnipiac University national poll released on Monday found that 63% of American voters support a Democratic proposal to reopen parts of the government that do not involve border security while negotiating funding for a border wall. A Chinese court has sentenced a Canadian man to death on drug trafficking charges, leading Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to accuse China of using the death penalty arbitrarily. China's trade surplus with the United States rose dramatically in 2018, according to data released Monday by China's Customs Bureau, despite a tit-for-tat tariff war with the U.S. that has roiled global markets. A court in Kenya says three men must stand trial for their alleged role in the 2013 terrorist attack on Nairobi's Westgate Mall. The suspects are accused of aiding the Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The suspects Liban Abdullahi, Hussein Mustafa and Ahmed Abdi are also charged with giving support to a terrorist group, aiding a terrorist group and being in the country illegally. A fourth suspect was set free. Gunmen opened fire on shoppers in the busy Westgate Mall on a Saturday in September 2013, killing at least 67 people and injuring more than 150 others. The gunmen are believed to have died when the Kenyan army retook the mall. Abdullahi, Mustafa and Abdi were arrested in the weeks following the attack.
Violent protests erupted in Zimbabwe's two biggest cities after the government announced a massive fuel hike. Police fired tear gas in order to contain the protests in the capital Harare and in Bulawayo on Monday, while protesters threw rocks, burned tires, and blocked streets. There were media reports of riot police using live ammunition to disperse the crowd. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.